How many of you know his name? Huh? Who knows his name? What's his name? Jesus. You know, there's a little thing sometimes. What's in a name? Think about that. So if we're going to call him by name, then we're going to be able to talk to him, right? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to him. Lord, find out if there's any people in this congregation that need a prayer, need a praise, or just need a touch of encouragement today. Anybody? Praise, prayer, concerns? Sandra.
My friend Mary Glover, the one that I used to go down to Shands with, she had a massive stroke, and she passed on March 3rd. So, it was unexpected, but she's with the Lord now.
Amen.
And I just found out my cousin, her husband, she just got married last year, and he has cancer, and they do not, at first, they removed 10 inches of his femur, and they thought they got everything, and he went back for a follow-up, and in his lungs, so they did another follow-up, and one spot turned into 14.
Wow.
So they have not given him long because it's a very aggressive cancer.
Wow.
And his name is Craig Gibson. They, my cousin is just devastated.
Oh, I can imagine.
They're all devastated.
Yeah.
Finally is happy and has a wonderful husband. I met him whenever I went up there last year, and it's just happened. Prayers for Roger Fields, because he's lost without him, and he's married. And I talked to him, Stan's talked to him, and he's just lost right now.
I understand. You know, that's why we hang on to the blessed hope, because those stories could be any one of us at any time, and that's why we always stay prepared. So let the family know that we're keeping them in our thoughts and prayers, because of the blessed hope, we have something much better ahead of us.